To pray for Mr. Kelly, who is in the hospital, pray for his recovery. It's not the same thing. It's not having to do with the legs this time. It's something else. Continue to pray for him. Also, after Mass, stop over to St. Joseph Hall to sign up for the Oktoberfest. And if you sign up for a dog, it's not exactly, but, you know. Anyhow, a kid was out off school for a couple of days, and Dad comes down at breakfast. Dad works it from home. And he says, you know, you ought to go out. And he says, how long should I do it? He says, well, at least till lunchtime. He says, okay. So the kid goes out. About a half an hour later, the father comes back into the kitchen and sees his son eating a sandwich. He says, what are you doing? I'm having a lunch. Not one of the greatest, but anyhow, the point is work, and we often get out of work, but there is work that we have to do. The first reading, the people have come to Sinai, and God calls Moses and tells him to tell the people to obey God's commands in leading them out of Egypt with signs and wonders, with the parting of the Red Sea. And they are now to live and respond to God, that love that God has for them, with faithfulness and obedience. They are special to God, chosen by him. They are called, and then their brothers and sisters. We see the depth of that love in Paul's letter to the Romans. He says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Son of God became man like us in all things, not because we were good, not because we were worth saving, because we needed saving. God is always the first to act. We could not do it ourselves. And if while we are now beloved and called to be and saved by life, we are called to boast of God's love through Jesus. And we are to proclaim the depth of that love to others through charity, as Jesus sent the apostles in the gospel. Jesus called the 12 and sends them out because he understands that the gospel must be proclaimed, and he wants people to do it. And he wants them to know people who will proclaim it because they are faithful. And it's important for us to continue to pray for those whom God calls to diaconate, priesthood, or religious life. You hear me pray that almost every Sunday. I think God is still calling the same number of people he always did, but I think sometimes for them to hear. We are to proclaim the gospel because we are to be shepherds to those around us. We have to ask the grace of God that we might come into the proper relationship with him so we can proclaim the world is passing away. And we are called this understanding how we have been called freely. And since we have been called freely, we are called to call others freely. And while it's not wrong to take a breath sometimes, the 11 did not stop proclaiming the gospel until deaths. 10 of them by martyrdom, one, John, by death at old age. We need to continue that proclamation, to evangelize, to call people to the fullness of life in the gospel, to hear the gospel even to those who don't want to hear it. And if they don't hear it, at least let them see it by the way we live. We live truthful, we live faithful. Let us ask God to help us to live in a right relationship with him and with our sisters and brothers, that we may live the fullness of eternal life here and now in this world and in the world to come when he calls us from this world to the world that will never end.